have had enough of that love. According to 1102, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. And no, I cannot get enough of your love. That's different right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 57 minutes, just call it round about the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. By the way, tonight is the last night of the radio obituary year. Strange, isn't it? I never know how to think about this, but I tell you that all the time because, you know, starting sometime very soon, your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's going to be polling you to find out which radio obituaries of the radio obituary year you would like to hear retrospected. Be on the lookout for that. You'll learn all about it over there in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group where the masses are a gathering. But now it's time for me to quickly jump right into tonight's radio show because we're already getting a late start and we got to get out of here on time because, you know, 'tis the season. Students are back. So I've got to be on the mark. You know, demonstrating good behavior and all. Speaking of, sometimes you notice in life, you feel like you're swearing a bit much. I would count myself among that number. Yet somehow here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, it's the one place where I don't, even though I do tend to work blue. We work with the euphemistic statements and all. And that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. Starting out with a classic right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now that I'm home, I go right out and get me some poontang. Tired of talking to tigers, kangaroos, and singing a song to a goose. Now that I'm home on the loose, gonna get me some poontang. Now poon is a hug, I wanted a hug so badly I was blowing my tropical top. A tang is a kiss, I wanted a kiss so badly, wanna poontang, I never to stop. I don't want to eat and I don't want to sleep. I've got a yen that I'm dying to bleed. Till I get weak in the knees, gonna get me that poontang. Hugging and a kissing, that's 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 poontang. Poontang. I want a hug so badly I was blowing my tropical top. A tang is a kiss, I wanted a kiss so badly, wanna boom tang, I never to stop. Don't wanna eat and I don't wanna sleep. I got a yen that I'm dying to flee. Till I get weak in the knees, gonna get me that boom tang. Gonna get me some.
Daughter dear, it's time I had a little talk with you.
Mother dear, it's time I had a little talk with you.
About your future and your aims in life.
Uh-oh. Mother dear, the only thing I ever want to do is just grow up and beat somebody's wife.
Ah, me. I figured it would come to this. What every young girl wants is wedded bliss.
And you better teach me plenty, because when I reach 20, I'd rather be a midget than a mitz.
Well, once I met a fellow.
Uh-huh.
And then I fell in love.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
And then his heart grew mellow while counting stars above.
Oh, boy.
Then sentimental words, and pretty soon I found that I was on a honeymoon.
And then?
And then, doing the dishes, pushing a broom, washing the windows and dusting the room, and cabbage was never my favorite perfume. Love is the darndest thing. Hang out the laundry, mop up the floor, polish the silver and run to the store, and then have to listen to somebody snore. Gave me a brand new ironing board. Darn, those potatoes are
following is a tidy list of rules to live by in a world just filled with cleans and dirties. Dining room
is a clean.
Bedroom
is a dirty.
Desk
is a clean.
Drawers
is a dirty.
Oxygen
is a clean.
Gas
is a dirty.
Hotel
is a clean.
Motel
is a dirty.
Lake Superior
is a clean.
Lake Titicaca
is a dirty.
Lettuce
is a clean.
Cucumber
is a dirty.
Nail
is a clean.
Screw
is a dirty.
Vanilla
is a clean.
Chocolate
is a dirty.
Hand
is a clean.
Finger
is a dirty.
Aroma
is a clean.
Odor
is a dirty.
Harp
is a clean.
Sly trombone
is a dirty.
Milk
is a clean.
Cream
is a dirty.
Button
is a clean.
Zipper
is a dirty.
Beat it out, bumpin' boy. Beat it out, bumpin' boy. Beat it up, round us in the ring. Watch us while he beats that thing. Oh, bumpin', bumpin', beat it up, bumpin' boy. Now he can make you jump or swing if you want to. Now shake that thing. Now bumpin', bumpin', beat it up, bumpin' boy. Bumpin', go on and beat it out, bumpin', boy. Beat it out, bumpin' boy. Cats are striving, beat it out, bumpin' boy. Town is jumping, beat it out, bumpin' boy, boy. Beat it out, sock it out, thump it out, knock it out, bump it out, thump it out, jump it out, thump it out. Anywhere you get it out, beat it out, bumpin' boy. Why don't you come on and get mellow with me?
William Petey Bladder.
Yeah, who's there?
It's me again, booby. The devil.
Hey, how'd you get past my secretary? You don't have an appointment.
Listen, Mr. Show Business, we made a deal. I gave you a hip book and a smash movie, and now it's my turn to collect, so come along.
Hell no, I won't go.
Oh, yes, you're my guest.
Boss, how was your trip?
Very productive, Adolf. This is William Petey Bladder. Mr. Bladder, this is Mr. Hitler.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to hell. It's a nice place to visit, but I certainly hated to die here.
Well, that's enough for now, Adolf. I'm going to take Mr. Bladder on the newcomer's tour. Get me a sweater, will you?
A sweater?
Just doing my part for the energy crisis. I lowered the thermostat 4 degrees to 3,702. It's a little chilly here now, but it won't be for long, you know. Sooner or later, I'll have all the oil company executives down here.
What will their punishment be?
They'll spend eternity sitting in a car, waiting in line to get some gas.
Well, what if they won't do it?
We'll take them to court and win easily. After all, we expect to be getting a lot of big lawyers soon.
Baron, here's your sweater, sir.
Thank you, Otto, thank you. Now get back to your room and lay down on some live grenades.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Bladder, I'll show you around.
Oh, please, sir, this is horrible. These flames are hot and everything is so hideous. It looks like Philadelphia.
Who are these men?
These are the advertising executives who have passed on and been sent down here. Their punishment is to spend the rest of eternity floating in a small boat inside a toilet tank.
Oh, that's horrible.
Please, Mr. Devil, this is Jolie. Let me out. This is Jolie. Let me go to heaven. This is Jolie talking to you.
Well, what's Al Jolson doing in hell?
Oh, once in a while, even I can make a mistake.
Master, please, I had a 10:30 appointment.
Shut up and keep sitting. You see all these men, Bladder? They were doctors. But now they must spend eternity sitting in a waiting room with nothing but a 5-year-old issue of Popular Mechanics to read. Shall we move on? Over here, you may notice this is one of my favorite groups, the used car salesmen. They're doomed to spend an eternity pushing a sensational deal up a hill. Yes, yes. Quiet, quiet. Over here are the newspaper delivery boys. Every morning they're taken out stark naked and thrown into the bushes.
No more.
Oh, this is just the beginning. You'll be getting to the politicians soon.
What do you do to them?
Well, we keep promising to send them to heaven and then break it. And there's the life insurance salesmen. They just wander around aimlessly giving calendars to each other because everybody down here is already dead. And then there's repairmen. We keep telling them that they can go to heaven next Tuesday.
Please, no more. Tell me, what fate do you have in store for me?
Oh, yes, I thought you'd never ask. Well, you know your book, The Hexorcist? The one you worked and slaved over and poured your heart out to write?
Yes?
Well, they're going to make it into a TV series starring Robert Reed and Shirley Jones and Ricky Nelson.
Oh, no!
Yes!
And Donna Reed and Sebastian Cabot and Gail Storm and Brian Keith and Annette Funicello and Bill Bixby and Elena Verdugo.
Oh, no!
When the dean walked by, started to yell, "You can take your ukulele and go to hell. Oh, take your ukulele and go to hell. You four-string playing ne'er-do-well. Get out of my sight, just say farewell. Oh, take your ukulele and go to hell." And now my boss, he thinks I'm a lazy slob because I play my uke instead of doing my job. He said, "You're scaring off all the clientele, so you can take your ukulele and go to hell. Oh, take your ukulele and go to hell. You four-string playing ne'er-do-well. Get out of my sight, just say farewell. Oh, take your ukulele and go to hell." And now lately my wife has been on my case because my ukes are taking up her closet space. She said, "You bought too many, now it's time to sell." So I took my ukuleles and I went to hell. Oh, take your ukulele and go to hell. You four-string playing ne'er-do-well. Get out of my sight, just say farewell. Oh, take your ukulele and go to hell. Well, now Lake State, and they love their ukes, there's no debate. So if you want to meet some people who can play real swell, just grab an ukulele and go to hell. Oh, take your ukulele and go to hell, your four-string playing ne'er-do-well. Get out of my sight, just say farewell. Oh, take your ukulele and go to hell.
Gwendolyn, my dear, bring me my ink.
You're not going to write dirty letters again tonight, sir?
Don't you worry, you pretty little... You just bring me the... ink.
Oh, I did, sir. I put it on the table, next to your French postcards.
Well, I'll be dipped in...
Why is that, sir?
Why, I drank it, that's why. Well, no matter. Bring me the telephone book.
You're not going to make obscene phone calls again tonight, sir.
Is a big pork?
As far as I know, sir.
Of course, my little... Yeah, you bring me the phone book while I'm still in the mood. I'm not a light switch, you know.
Here you are, my lord.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, here we go. Oh, here's a good one. Melanie...
No, sir. I believe that's Tate, sir.
What the f*** is the difference?
Shall I dial it for you, sir?
Was Geronimo an Indian?
As far as I know, sir.
As far as I know, sir, you're a pain in the...
Thank you, sir.
I hope she... this one I'm calling.
Hello?
How do you do? How's your...
I beg your pardon.
Is this Melanie...
That's Tate.
That's tough. You're too old for me.
Too old, sir?
It sounded like a wrinkled old walrus.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, by George, here's one here. Peggy.
I believe that's Percy, sir.
Who gives a good... Give her a call and we'll have a ball.
Hello?
Is this Peggy...
No, you must have the wrong number. This is Peggy Percy.
Well, now, don't run off, my dear. How would you like it if I came home?
Oh, I'd love it. I just simply love it. Oh, but hurry while I'm still in the mood. I'm not a light switch, you know.
Something wrong, sir?
What the f*** is the world coming to? She was a pervert.
Oh,
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. So much more silliness yet to go. Don't know how we're ever going to get to it all, but we're going to do our very, very best. Because that's what we try to do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. It's a public service message from your very good friends right here at WMFO in Medford. And it's nuts out there tonight. Driving in, I gotta say, I really enjoy the drive-in to the show on the Halloween Saturday, because you see everything possible in a sexy version. And tonight I believe I saw a sexy chicken. Now some might say, well, aren't they all? That's up for you to decide on your own. I'm only here to tell the story. There's going to be a few stories coming up in this next set, so sit back and relax as we move on with a little Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Coochie-coo, sugar baby, could I be your coochie-coo, honey, maybe? Then we'll coochie-coochie-coo, won't we, baby? Peek-a-boo, I love you, coochie-coo. You got me going kinda gaga over you, dear. Could you go a little gaga over me, dear? Then we'll both be sorta gaga over each dear. Peek-a-boo, I love you, coochie-coo. This may sound funny, but honey, I wanna be your coo-window. You got me cuckoo, trying to hook you to my language of love. Coochie-coochie-coochie-coo, sugar baby, could I be your coochie-coo, honey, maybe? Then we'll coochie-coochie-coo, won't we, baby? Peek-a-boo, I love you, coochie-coo. Be your cool window. Oh, hear my language of love. A coochie, 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 coo, sugar baby. Could I be your coochie, coo, honey, baby? Then we'll coo, 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 won't we, baby? Peek-a-boo, I love you, coochie, coo.
I just dropped in because I come to wish you a happy anniversary, but it seems to me it's impossible for you to have an anniversary. You've only been married 7 months.
Welcome to the club. Oh.
And I, you know, I watch you every time you're... What are you on? Tuesdays, Wednesdays?
Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Thursday.
No, you're not on all those nights. Joey Bishop's on all those nights.
Joey comes in occasionally.
Joey comes in.
Can I disprove something once and for all? What? They make jokes about you drinking, like I make jokes about Ed. Can I?
That's may I.
May I, excuse me.
You were dangling a participle, and I just wonder.
Well, I'll wear a long coat, and nobody will notice it.
You ever thought of getting a partner again?
Oh, no.
Come
no.
On.
No, I tried Linda Lovelace, but she said she had it up to here.
I didn't know that.
But it's sweet of you to come over and wish me... No, I'm glad you're here.
Over here. And...
It was my pleasure to come here.
And,
I don't know why I was... Well, but I do watch you every night.
You were in the building
you...
anyway.
No, but it's you. You are something. For 11 years, you have been something. What you are, I don't know. But he's the nicest guy.
What are you... Oh, you're not supposed to be out here.
Okay. Why don't you taste what he's drinking? Because it's powerful.
I know what they do.
You, look, you better smarten up because I'll say a few things.
No, don't stop. Don't.
Did you hear what happened with this guy?
I'm afraid
it was a terrific thing. I'm going to try and tell it in a way that they can't bleep it, but I doubt it. See, this guy says that, he says to another guy, he says, every time I sneeze, I have this complete gratification that comes from a way of having connubial fulfillment. He says, you mean every time you sneeze, you have a complete feeling as though you and someone you are closely related with through marriage had experienced many moments of gymnastics? He said, yes. He says, each time you sneeze, he says, what do you take them for? He said, pepper.
We'll be right back.
Try to bleep that,
after
smart
a word
ass.
From the...
Now listen here, man.
You ain't got nothing to worry about right next door to that apartment. It's that poor guy right underneath that apartment while that faucet is dripping. Let me tell you what happened to him. Just sit back and relax, and I'm going to tell you all about it. Listen. He mopped his brow in the apartment below. He felt a raindrop fall. Now he thought a pigeon was in the house. Just a faucet upstairs, a drip, and that's all.
Don't be a drip, blue, bleep. Don't be a droop, bleep, bloop.
Now the faucet keeps dripping all night long. The water keeps dripping, boing, boing. Bloop, bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop, bleep.
This is Mal Sharp with another in the series Job Opportunities. Every day I bring an employer out onto the street and have him offer a San Franciscan an interesting and novel job. Now I have James P. Coyle with me, our employer of the day, and I've just stopped a young man who we're going to offer a job to.
I am James P. Coyle, and I'm very glad to meet you.
Same here.
The nature of the job is it's a little unusual. Just like anything else, there are certain risks entailed in it. You would be working down in a pit in which I have created, through scientific endeavor, I have created intense flame. People throw objects in the flaming pit. You go through, you pick them up. They name the object, you pick them up, and I charge them admission.
Yeah, I think I'd be interested. It's something new and exciting, you know, and I like exciting.
The reason I ask, I had an employee before, and I will tell you this directly and honestly. He was a little careless and incautious. I gave him specific instructions, and he perished. Now, I want you to understand this before we get any further. He did perish.
I understand. Well, mistakes can happen sometimes.
Now, as I understand it, the death index on this job, they give us a death index, is about 98%. In other words, if you took this job, the chance of your actual perishing would be 98% in favor of your perishing.
It's a chance. I like to take chances.
What we're trying to do, really, is to create a living hell. Have people pay admission. They look down in the pit. They see you down there. The flames are all around you. There will be four maniacs with you, and you've got to control them.
No, wait a minute. I understand that you said four maniacs?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you mean I got to tell them what to do or try to keep them together or something like that?
Yes, exactly. Control them and see that they don't interfere with you, because they will. That's what they're going to try and do.
Uh-huh.
They're fully costumed. They're fully protected, and they're going to be attacking you, and this is part of the attraction.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it sounds very interesting.
Have you worked with maniacs before?
No, never.
Have you worked with flame before?
No, not necessarily.
One other aspect, large bats fly through the air. You've seen bats, haven't you? These are very large bats with, I might say, extremely large teeth from the photo I saw. They'll be swooping down over your head. Would the bats at all deter you from doing your job?
No, I don't think so. If I had a job to do, I'd try to do it regardless of the bats or anybody else.
Now, I'll explain the situation to start with. I want to be sure you can handle a job. I am paying $46 a week initially. Is this agreeable?
Sounds okay.
And I am offering not only the $46, but during the 12 hours that you'll be down in the pit every day, I will provide nourishment to you. In other words, I will provide one meal during that 12-hour period. Will that be satisfactory?
Sounds okay.
Have you ever consumed bats?
No, I haven't.
Would you look forward to the idea of actually consuming bats?
Eating one?
Yes.
I guess so.
In other words, your lunch. You go down and open up your little brown paper bag that Mr. Coyle had prepared, and inside there would be a bat, and then you would just prepare it down in the flames.
Oh, I had to cook it myself?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why?
Oh, no. If you could cook it for me, I wouldn't mind eating it, but, you know.
What?
A bat.
Yeah.
But as long as I didn't see it cooking, you know, I think I could devour it.
Have you ever had any experience with snakes, large snakes?
No.
See, the bats actually, they're foes down in this pit. The reason why the bats are there is because there are snakes in the pit. The bats attack the snakes, and the snakes will be curling around your feet as you're trying to handle the maniacs.
Yeah, I'm not scared of snakes, though.
What?
I'm not scared of snakes.
Are you at all, and be honest, are you at all afraid of the maniacs?
No, not really.
What are you going to do with them if they start attacking you?
Fight them off.
and this is what the people pay for.
Uh-huh.
The people who are looking down in the pit pay to see you surrounded by flames,
uh-huh,
picking up objects that they throw down to you. You'll be attacked by the maniacs and the bats. The snakes will be crawling at your feet. This, uh-huh, you understand, this is what the people pay for.
Yeah. Well, they pay to see it. Give them their money's worth.
Now, do you, what I'd like to know is that you fully understand the job. Can you, in your own way, recapitulate what I've told you about the job so that we know that you do have an understanding of it?
Yeah, it seems to me you want me to work in some kind of a pit. As you say, you're trying to develop a living hell. And in this pit, I wear some sort of a uniform, and there'll be a lot of flames. And I have to work with maniacs and watch out for bats flying around. And I'll get one meal a day. I'll be in there for 12 hours, and I'll have to eat a bat.
And you will take the position.
Yeah, I'd like to try it.
You sure look fine. Tell me, Miss Susie, what's on your mind? Bump, Miss Susie, bump.
All night long.
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 All you girls and all you gents, bump it like a rooster up on a country fence. Bump, Miss Susie, bump.
All night long.
Bump, Miss Susie, bump.
All night long.
Bump, Miss Susie, bump.
All night long.
You know, years ago in the Catholic Church, you used to go into a booth and confess to the priest. But you can bow your head any goddamn place and get cleaned up. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now.
Thank you.
got Roig. But I feel like humping, thumping, and bumping. You got a good coming.
Everyone, it's time for poetry. I submit to you the following. It's entitled, I Eat With Gusto, Damn You Bet, by one Jonathan Richman. When I eat like I do it, I use not fork nor spoon, no grace nor culture to it, when I call my own tune. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet. A regular canine cruncher. Except, truth be told, I'm sloppier yet than many a dog food muncher. I eat a pound, I eat a ton, and no, there ain't much I cuts up. And while I'm having merry fun, bystanders puke their guts up. The FBI sent someone by who handles health affairs. I had not finished my cream pie when he chanced up the stairs. Why did he turn the other way? Why did he leave so quick? Will he come back another day? Did something make him sick? I eat with gusto, damn, you bet. A regular doggy diner. No, don't bring me napkins, waiter, sir. Just bring some trash can liner. Whilst wandering by a juice bar, I spied a tempting beverage. Since I would have been last in line, I used my fearsome leverage. For in my pocket was some food, which I took from its wrapper. The patrons watched it being chewed, and of course headed for the crapper. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet. For gusto, I'm the boss. For yea, my nose, it is in the salad, and lo, my chin, it is in the sauce. I eat with gusto, damn you bet, we're sailing round the Cape. Keel all him, said the bosun, there must be no escape. One sunny day in Paris, an elegant cafe. A phone call there, a phone call here, and the gendarmes took me away. I said, mais qu'est-ce qui se passe ici? I said, mais qu'est-ce que c'est? They said, such eating, it is criminel, and crime, it does not pay. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet. My banner, yay, unfurled. My shirt is covered with mustard, and my hair with ketchup curled. Goodbye to Egypt, Greece, and Rome, the ancient world, goodbye. May squalor be my summer home, and filth be my necktie. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet. Oh, and I eat with gusto, damn you bet, my country tis of thee. I eat for social progress, I eat for victory. Somebody died who watched me eat in a restaurant one spell. He woke up and saw me eating beans and knew that he'd gone to hell. For he eats with gusto, damn, we bet. They're calling from the south. They want to stop my gusto. They want to close my mouth. You eat with gusto. Yeah, that's great. Now let us off this bus. Wait a minute. I haven't finished eating up stuff yet. We'll call you. Don't call us. ¶¶